Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hashtag Third Hour with Tobin and Leroy
with Robbie the Degenerate.
Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your heads in line.
Come on. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It is Godfather Day. Pat Riley addresses the media today. State of the Heat Union going out there, letting you know what's what. He's going to be out there possibly with the captain's hat on. Who knows? May have a pipe. May have a harpoon. Just sharpen. He may just go up there. Ira may ask a question, and he just may whistle. Just so you know. Danger is coming. People are going to ask, what's going to be the catchphrase that comes out to this year? Will it be whale? Will it be the orca? Smiling faces with hidden agendas? Will it be tax threshold? Will it be there are obstacles? Well, there are tons of them, but there are none. No obstacles. I said no obstacles. Everybody thought he was crazy when he said that, but who turned out doing what they knew? Pat Riley, that's who.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
Everybody looked at him sideways like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Obstacles? What do you mean there are no obstacles? When you have obstacles, there are just obstacles. There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none. That doesn't make sense. Oh, okay. Well, let me just go get Jimmy Butler with no cap space. All right, dum-dums. Why don't you just let the big boys sit here and do what they do? So who knows what he's going to say today, Robbie? It could be anything. Now I wonder what kind of Riley we get today. Do we get Riley in a suit? Do we get Riley with the old button down, rolled up sleeves look? Does he have a goatee? Is he wearing a mask? What do we have from Pat Riley today? Does he unmask? Is he doing it from his house? Is he doing it from the Bay? Is he doing it from Jimmy Butler's house? Is Jimmy Butler there also? Is he doing it from Heat headquarters? All these questions, Robbie. Wow, I have no idea.
Doing it from Bam's house.
Is he doing it from Bam's house? Do we address the Bam extension? That's got to be A1 number one, right? What are we going to do with Bam? Bam and his extension? That'll be a big question.
Is Bam saying this in the background?
Tell him, bring me my money.
And is he going to be like, all things are, is he going to, when somebody asks about the Bam extension, is Riley going to be like, there are obstacles? Well, there are no obstacles, but there are some obstacles, tons of them, but none. Money, maybe, who knows? Greek freak. All these things on the table today, Leroy. Who knows what the Godfather's going to say?
That threshold. The tax threshold.
I got to be honest with you. I'm just excited for today's press conference for the memes. That's what I go to these things for, is just for Twitter content. And so I can't wait for it. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, it's like an event, Leroy. Godfather speaks. 1 o'clock.
Really?
He just gets out there. He's swaggering. He's going to have an aura about him. Sucks that we can't be there.
Why don't you
be there on Zoom? I would
go. You would definitely go.
Oh, I would definitely go. I would definitely go. I would be. You and I could post up. We could do a little post show analysis of all the things Pat Riley said.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What kind of breadcrumbs is he going to say? What is he going to say about Gogi? What is he going to say about Jay Crowder? What is he going to say about, you know, all these types of things? Is he going to be happy with the season? Do you think Riley's going to be like super proud of the team, or do you think he's going to Riley it and he's going to be like, There's winning and there's misery.
No, he has to be proud of those young guys because they did it with a team that he would never depend on.
Does he go?
So all those young guys.
He probably says something like this. He probably goes like, he goes, nobody thought we could get to where we were, and we showed a greatness in getting to the steps that we are. But now it's about building. It's now what can you do with expectations? You know, it's something wise like that. He's gonna try and spin. He'll use it as motivation for going forth.
Hey, somebody said, favorite line, Whiteside is a franchise player.
Minus one. Don't bring that up.
Well, minus one.
Let's get to headlines, Robbie. What do we got this morning?
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Inside, and Derek Jones Jr. with a two-hand jam.
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
You know the line I remember?
What's that?
Compensation is a form of respect.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to bring up the landmines? We're not going to bring up the great ones?
The landmines.
You guys are going to just bring up the doozies where you can just throw it out? You can just throw it in somebody's face?
Yeah. Hey, he said it. Did he not say it?
He said it.
Okay. Okay, end of discussion.
I notice you guys don't mention the no obstacles one, but all of a sudden that one gets thrown up. You're like, oh, let's mention that.
Took too long to figure it out, what the hell he meant.
I knew.
No, you did.
I was the only one here saying that he makes complete sense. Everybody else said he was an old kook and he was washed. But who was there backing the Godfather the entire way?
That's because he gave you an interview.
Not then!
Compensation to a player is not just a way to get paid and to live your life. Compensation to a player is about recognition and respect. And
how the
who do you think the first name is that comes to mind?
For this year, it's Bam.
No. Then how did he feel about D Wade? Saying that.
Know where he belongs, and
why do you have all
his contract? Then I'll go to him and cash my checks. He can pay me. When we get down and discuss it with Dwayne, it will be predicated on a lot of factors. You know, he's a lifer. What he's done in this city over the last 13 years is irreplaceable, and so we want to do the right thing.
Do the right thing. Does that mean giving him a plane ticket?
Why are you
to Chicago?
Why are you ruining Riley Day? Why are
I'm
you
not
guys
ruining
being,
Riley
why,
Day?
Why are you?
Whoa,
why
hey,
are
you're
ruining Riley Day. You're ruining it. You're ruining
Did
it.
Did these things happen?
Riley should be doing nothing but swaggering. Okay, he walked in. His team went to the NBA Finals, and everybody called him washed. All right.
Oh, we're just talking about the most memorable Riley.
Those
quotes.
Aren't memorable.
I remember
not
that.
Not as memorable as the whale.
Did he say it?
Yeah, he said it. Obviously, okay. Riley somehow Robbie had it in his hip pocket like he was.
These are
like he was
things,
like he was Clint Eastwood.
These are all moments of Pat Riley Day.
Chris Bosh, he said this, by the way. He was on the Load Management podcast. Was asked about Bam's extension, and he said, "Quote: If it's me in the GM chair, I'm locking Bam up right away. No thoughts, nothing right. necessary." Put it to the side. There's always a way to figure out. He says there's always a way to figure out cap space. You can concentrate on getting as far as the salary cap as you can. Probably have a trade scenario in my pocket just in case a sign and trade opportunity.
Hey, the only person that doesn't agree is you.
I do agree.
Okay. I'm just checking. Because you flip-flop so damn much. I can't
figure
out.
No, I don't flip-flop.
Okay.
You're the one still harboring Riley criticisms right fresh off the finals.
No, I'm not. Hey,
it was a memorable quote.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
I didn't even remember it till Robbie had it ready to go.
You didn't. Why didn't you remember it?
He says a lot of things. Look, sometimes he says some things.
Exactly. He says a lot of things.
He'll say, I'm not a draft pick guy. You know that. And then he'll say, you know, people say I'm not a draft pick guy. They're so wrong. You know, sometimes people evolve.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Also, not searching for whales anymore. Orcas.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't call them whales anymore. I'm after orcas. They're killer whales. No, the whale is gone. They're not as good anymore. The orca is what I'm after.
I love Pat Riley press conference day. Love it.
Takes a minute. You got to get your mind right.
Yeah.
Better get yourself ready. Get your popcorn ready. If you buckle in at 1, we're going to be done at 1:45, 2 o'clock.
Bring some juice.
Things to say.
He does a lot. That does require a lot of editing when cutting the sound.
Or you could just bask in his wisdom.
Or bask in his wisdom.
Yeah.
What do we got today?
Toman, Riley said it. It's fair game.
Then another guy says, what about that stupid orca comment? Not stupid. You're stupid. Minus one, Texter.
Minus one.
About to implement a Pat Riley rule.
Look, I'm a big fan of Pat Riley. That don't mean that some of the stuff that he said or done has been ridiculous. Right? Like, here's the twist everybody wants to put on it. By letting D-Wade go, when he came back, we appreciated him more and he appreciated us
more. That's true.
It still doesn't mean you were 100% wrong.
Doesn't
for
mean,
letting him go.
Dwayne Wade is still bitter to this day about that. He brings it up every time.
I didn't say, I didn't say they did him bad. D. Wade said they did him bad.
Bitter. I mean, bitter is strong. Like, he'll never forget, but he's not bitter.
He brought it up in the interview with you guys.
We were just saying, hey, D. Wade, I like your wine. You know, like when Pat Riley didn't give me my wine?
No, I believe we you said to them, they do everything top notch. We were talking about his retirement ceremony.
Yes.
He goes, they get everything right. He goes, yeah, I mean, except for letting me walk. Anyway, let's go on, boys.
Yes. I didn't ask about it. I didn't ask if he was over it. I didn't ask if him and Pat Riley were cool. He brought it up.
That's documentary.
So if you bring it up in a conversation that has nothing to do with it, is it safe to say you still got some petty?
Yeah, but then when we asked him about Riley afterwards, then he was very respectful to Riley.
Hey, that's all fine, okay? You can still be cool with somebody, but you still carry that petty from that one situation. We're not talking about a bum. We're not talking about a guy who was here for 2 or 3 years. We're talking about they did the best player in their history.
Listen,
that's what we're talking about.
I made it up.
So we're cool with the
got him a street. We made up.
They have nothing to do with the Heat. The Heat got him a plane ticket.
Robbie, let's hit the ID, man. What do we got this morning?
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's some Modelo Especial being poured out because it is the perfect beer for the home tailgate, brewed with the fighting spirit. So apparently the Miami Heat, on the subject, they are the best NBA franchise to follow. Toby, can you clarify what does it mean? Follow on social media? Like,
oh, they're good.
Oh, they are.
They're good.
Nobody's better than Heat Twitter, bro.
Even with the little jokey jokes.
Yeah, the new study identifies Miami Heat fans as the most exciting team to follow in the NBA.
Yeah, who do you think is exciting? The Pacers fan?
They also, every Boyle. Now and then, they'll throw a slight little dig out there. Just
oh, they're great. The Heat Twitter account after wins is great. They always have funny beef going on.
It almost makes me think that Lorenzo's running it. Right?
Oh, man. What else you got, Robbie?
Well, speaking of trade rumors, the Miami Dolphins, they are reportedly willing to trade Jordan Howard. Not a
shocking
surprise.
Oh, they want to trade a guy who doesn't start anymore? Doesn't play? Is inactive?
Healthy. That's inactive. Weird.
Although I think you're right. He is, as Dolphin 69 said, touchdown vulture. He's our Leroy Horde. You know, throw him in there in the goal line.
Hey, man.
Get touchdown. What?
Hey. That's not funny.
Turkey vulture.
It's like Jerome Bettis at the end of his career would get, like,
somebody,
you know.
He says, my Pat Riley, they just got bleeped on by Leroy. Thanks a lot, man. Such a rat bastard.
Compensation
for
a player is not just a way to get paid and to live your life. Compensation to a player is about recognition and respect.
Great. Now play the one where he gets Jimmy Butler with no cap space or assets and puts the nuts on the table.
Hey, You mean where he paid somebody outside the organization?
Oh, no. Paid somebody that Dwayne Wade, when he put him on the secret mission, recruited to the Miami Heat, and was a Heat culture. He's like one with the Heat culture force. He's like Baby Yoda.
Hey, here's a question for you. Would you take Jay Rich back?
Eh.
I would take Jay Rich back, yeah. For what, though? What am I giving up?
I don't think you have to give up.
I like Josh Richardson. Josh Richardson is a guy who's not going to be getting the ball at the end of the game and stepping out of bounds. Yeah. You could just go lock fools up. I would love that.
Hey, he can't. He's always going to be that guy for you, right? No matter how long he plays basketball?
Out of bounds with McGee.
Hey, you can complain about anybody if you just put McGee at the end.
Pretty much.
Because that's what Robbie does.
Lightens it up.
He's a bums. Bums McGee.
Well, I mean, Richardson has had his late game falter stepping out of bounds. Now he's being coached by Doc Rivers for the time being, an ultimate choker.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah,
Doc's a choker?
Bob, you just blew a 3-1 lead.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. I think that could have had more to do with playoff P.
Well, he's blown some 3-1 leads in the past, too, prior to playoff P.
Damage is done, my friend. Robbie, you ready to give us the Magnificent Seven, my friend?
Yes.
Robbie's best seven plays of the weekend.
I seem to have a horse in the hallway. I'm going to go check him.
It's coming up next. Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Robbie's Magnificent Seven, best seven plays of the weekend. What do you got for us today, Robbie?
Let's start with tonight, 8 o'clock on the CBS Sports Network. The Rage of Cajuns of Louisiana, they are on the road at UAB, and the Rage of Cajuns are giving 3 points. Now, the Rage of Cajuns just lost for the first time last week to Coastal Carolina. In fact, the reason why they were ranked in the first place is because they beat Iowa State the first game of the season. But since then, they have not covered the spread one time. Every game decided by 3 points or less. For example, they needed overtime to beat Georgia State as a 17-point favorite. They needed like a 56-yard field goal to beat Georgia Southern, and they were a double-digit favorite over Georgia Southern. Now, UAB on the flip side, they've been undefeated at home so far this season, and I thought UAB actually hung around with the Canes pretty good for a solid three quarters. At some point in the third quarter, we were wondering if the Canes were going to win the game. Eventually, the Canes did pull away in the fourth quarter, but I thought UAB showed some guts in that game. And look, UAB at home getting 3 points. Lafayette hasn't covered against really anybody except for Iowa State. I think UAB wins this game outright. I think the Rage of Cages were exposed as frauds. Give me UAB plus the 3.
All right, number 2.
Welcome back, Big Ten.
Ah.
Yeah.
Little noon action on Saturday on Fox, Nebraska at Ohio State. Ohio State's laying 26 points.
Now, not enough.
The conspiracy theorists out there believe that this is the Big Ten trying to stick it to Nebraska because they wanted to run off and leave the conference when there was doubts of that they were going to play. Now, look, last year, Ohio State beat Nebraska in Nebraska 48-7. Now, 2018, Nebraska hung around. They only lost by 5. That was when Adrian Martinez was a freshman. He's their quarterback now. He was all the rage as a freshman. He's actually got really bad as time went on. He got benched last year. He is announced as the starting quarterback for Nebraska. 2017, Ohio State in Nebraska won 56-14. And in 2016, Ohio State won 62-3 over Nebraska. Like, it's almost like they're treating him like they're FAMU. Look. Justin Fields, Jeez. He's on a mission. Like, everyone's talking about, Trevor Lawrence. Justin Fields, like, hey, bro, what about me? Why not tank for me?
Play football.
Well, flop. What about flop for Fields? Why is everybody tanking for Trevor? Give me Ohio State. Lay the 26.
All right. Number 3, Robbie.
All right, more noon action on Saturday. Oh, apologize for this game. Georgia Southern at Coastal Carolina. Carolina's giving 6 points at home. Now, welcome to the top 25 for Coastal Carolina. They are now 25th in the country. Yes.
What is their mascot again?
The Chanticleers. Or the Shants, for short.
Of course. Love the Shants.
Now, everybody talks about handling adversity, but I make the case that handling prosperity is even harder than handling adversity. Look, you got a lot of rat poison coming your way with Coastal Carolina. The players are probably going to be bobbing their head around campus feeling good. Yeah. Maybe feeling yourself. They might even count a chicken or two since they're now in the top 25. But let me take...
Plus the Chanticleers.
Yeah. It's natural. It's only natural.
Shants eggs.
Counting roosters. But look, I mean, let me tell you about Georgia Southern. I mean, I know not too many of you have watched Georgia Southern play. I was watching their game against UMass last week, and they did some work smashing UMass. And look, Georgia Southern, they had actual adversity. They started the season down 33 players for a variety of reasons, virus included. And look, they're a 50-yard kick away from being, you know, because UL Lafayette, they beat him with a 50-yard field goal at the end of the game. That, I mean, if a college kicker normally misses that kick, if they miss that kick, Georgia Southern's 4-0. I know I kind of sound like, oh, I don't want to say who I sound like. But look, Georgia Southern.
We know.
But look, that was one play. That was legit. Like, you know, if a guy misses a kick, they're 4-0. Instead, they're 3-1. And look, they had their UMass slump buster last week, and it's a big deal. It happened with FIU last year. Like, FIU, they couldn't cover to save their lives, and all of a sudden they played UMass, got the slump buster out of the way, and then they started covering like wildfire. And look, Shea Wirtz, he's the real deal at quarterback for Georgia Southern. I would watch them execute that option. I think Georgia Southern wins this game outright. You're getting 6 points, I'm taking them.
All righty, number four, Robbie.
All right, more Big Ten action. Rutgers!
Oh, man.
Not quite the Rutgers rule yet because they're playing.
Here we go.
They're playing Michigan State, who's not ranked. But Michigan State's still giving 13.5 points. Now, you got new coaches for both teams. You got Greg Schiano back coaching for Rutgers.
Unbelievable.
And you got Mel Tucker coaching for Michigan State.
We know that he plays till the final whistle, that Greg Schiano.
Oh, yeah. That could affect the spread, that last push on a kneel down. But look. Michigan State, as bad as they were last year, they still beat Rutgers 27-0. Now, Rutgers did give them a scare back in 2018. It was 14-10. But prior to that, you have games of 40-7 and 49-0 final scores between Michigan State and Rutgers. Now, both teams have quarterback problems. They don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Michigan State could be going with this kid, Rocky Lombardi. Great name.
That is a good name.
We can't do much better than that.
It sounds like somebody we'd watch box at the real, real undercard at the Hard Rock.
The real, real undercard?
Yeah. And one of those guys that has, like, you know, they don't even say their record. They just say a veteran of 13 professional fights. Rocky Lombardi, and he's there just to clearly take a dive on somebody's pro debut.
He comes in with all the Rocky music too, all the swag, and then just gets KO'd in the first punch.
Definitely has a mustache. Anyway,
but look, I think Rutgers offense, and Rutgers could go with our old friend Art Sikowski, who was once a Miami commit long time ago, out of the old IMG, and he has actually been pretty bad at Rutgers so far. But look, I think Michigan State could cover winning this game 14-0. I just don't think Rutgers is going to score. All I'm asking for Michigan State is to get two touchdowns. I know it's not quite the Rutgers rule, but I think Michigan State gets it done. Lay the 13.5.
There we go. All right, number five, Robbie, on the backstretch.
All right. Oh, Tulane at UCF. UCF is giving 19.5 points at home. I don't know if you guys know this, but UCF's kind of falling apart.
That dude tried to fight the kicker last week.
Yes, that's
exactly. You see that, Leroy?
Huh?
One of the players on UCF tried to fight the kicker.
Wow.
Yeah, the kicker missed a kick at the end of the game helped them beat Memphis last week, and then afterwards the backup quarterback was getting into it with the kicker.
Oh, okay, that's better. Not a player, a backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah, and the kicker was so upset, like, afterwards, like, throwing his helmet and everything. Look, they're falling apart. There's chaos out in UCF. And look,
Ryan Leaf on him. Leave me alone, will ya?
Knock it off! But, look.
I'm sorry, Rob.
UCF's lost two in a row. They haven't covered three in a row. The defense is terrible. They gave up a 50-burger last week to Memphis. And prior to that, they lost to Tulsa outright, and UCF was a 20-point home favorite, kind of like what we got here, 19.5. Now, look, Tulane, they hang around, man. Tulane, they just took SMU, a ranked SMU opponent. They took them to overtime. Prior to that, they were up 24-7 on Houston before the walls caved in. Look, I know Tulane's thing is they get big leads, and then they blow it. But look, even if they get a big lead on UCF, which I expect, and even if UCF storms back and wins, they're not going to win by more than 19.5. Give me Tulane. Take the 19.5 points. Live, very live underdog.
Very live, very live. Number six, Robbie.
Oh, yes. 3:30 on CBS. Alabama at Tennessee. They call this game the third Saturday in October. I mean, it's going to be the third Saturday of October tomorrow. I'm surprised.
That's what they call this? They always call it?
Yes,
this.
They do. That's the rivalry name. If you look at Alabama.
Do they play for some crappy trophy like Michigan and Minnesota?
Nope. Just got to make sure they play on, in the third man. The third Sorry. Saturday in October. Actually, now I think about it. Wait,
that's no different than all the teams in Florida playing for a stupid Florida Cup or whatever it's called.
I don't think that's a thing, man.
Yeah, it is.
Don't they? The Gators in Florida, so they play for a canoe?
The Seminole War canoe. The Canes, yeah. the Canes and the Gators. Whenever they duke it out, I think I don't think it was up for grabs when last year when the Canes played the Gators.
Of course not. Gators are scared.
But actually, now that I think about it, is it tomorrow the fourth Saturday in October? Now that I think about it,
let's see.
You got the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, yeah, the 24th.
Yeah, it is the 4th. So it looks like they missed their window.
Oh, I knew a lot of traditions were thrown out the window with some of these schedulings with coronavirus. But we missed one more week. Come on, guys. But yeah, it's historically it's played the 3rd Saturday in October. Maybe because the season got delayed, this doesn't really count.
So the 3rd Saturday in October is always usually the Saturday where Tennessee knows they're not back.
Yes. In fact, Alabama, it's been 13 straight third Saturdays in October where Alabama has won the game. In fact, Tennessee was game last year. You look at the final score, they lost by 22, but Tennessee was about to punch it in from the 1-yard line, and they fumbled, and Alabama ran it back 99 yards. That's a 14-point swing. So they were kind of in the game last year. But prior to that, Tennessee had lost the previous three games to Alabama by 37, 38, and 39 points, respectively. And look, you want to talk about UCF falling apart. Tennessee is falling apart. They just got blown out at home to Kentucky, 34-7. In fact, the coach fired the defensive line coach middle of the game.
Wow, really?
Yes, middle of the game, just told him to hit the bricks, defensive line coach. And if you go back to their previous game against Georgia, they were up at halftime, and then they got shut out by Georgia 27-0 in the second half. So if you do the math, Tennessee has been outscored the last three halves 61-7. And look,
wow.
we saw what Alabama did to Georgia last week in that second half, beating them by 17. They really shut them down in the second half. Mac Jones kind of looking for real. We know Nick Saban's on a mission, clearly, after his miracle recovery. Alabama blowout by 35, lay the 21.5.
Okay. All right. And number seven, Robbie.
Oh, of course. I got to get the Canes game in there. Virginia at Miami, Saturday night, 8 o'clock on the old ACC network. Sorry if you have Comcast and you can't watch it. Miami is a 12.5-point favorite at home. Now, Virginia's been a notorious nemesis of the Hurricanes over the years, but if you actually look at it, Miami's won 4 of the last 5 against Virginia. Kind of sneaks up on you.
Does.
Now, you probably know all you need to know about this Miami Hurricanes team. You probably don't know much about Virginia. I can tell you, Virginia's lost back-to-back games to Wake Forest and NC State by 17 points each game. It's a miracle they only lost to Clemson by 18, Virginia did. But the defense has given up 38 points or more in each of the last three games. Now, their regular starting quarterback hasn't played since week one. He's in the concussion protocol. So last week, they used three quarterbacks, led by Lindell Stone. If you want to watch him play, he wears the number 36, which for a quarterback looks
That's
pretty ugly.
Very weird.
Yeah, it looks
very weird.
See, you got that dude at quarterback for you. And look, I thought Miami should have covered last week. They made stupid mistakes against Pittsburgh. Two interceptions basically gave them 10 points. One of them was basically a pick six for all intents and purposes. They ran it back to the 1-yard line and punched it in. And so, look, they made a lot of stupid mistakes. It was a sleepy noon or two. Yeah, and the Canes, despite their stupid mistakes, despite punting a lot, they still put up 31 points in a sleepy nooner. So, look, we know about the bye week of death. That's next week. The Canes have their bye week. But usually prior to their bye week, they play lights out, and then they have the bye week, and then things happen. But look, the last two games they played prior to their bye, they put up 50 burgers. So
wow.
I think the Canes at night, I think they'll play a little bit better. They got the bye week coming up. I think they roll Virginia. Then as far as the next game after that, we'll worry about that when it gets there. But I think the Canes roll, cover the 12.5 points.
Can I tell you something? I sneakily like watching the Canes punt because I love Lou Hedley.
Oh, that looks
guy's got
really?
A, dude's got an Australian boot on him, man.
And he's chunky.
Dude. But he's got like the tats. Like he wears it well.
You could hear
no,
it on
he
the
doesn't?
Punt. He wears the tats well.
Oh, the tats. I thought you said he doesn't look chunky.
Wears the tats well. Like I think it's a good look for him. And I like it. And I like his Australian style of punting, too. I know you hate that. You like the old school, but he's got... Dude, he boots it like 70 yards.
You can hear the sound of foot to ball. It's like, oh, it's like an earthquake.
Yeah.
All right.
And Leroy, by the way, I did have the Michigan game on my board, but once I got to the Michigan, I'm like, oh, crap, I already got 7 games. Magnificent 7.
Man, we'll never know. We'll never know. We'll take a quick break. You text show at 786-360-0790. Back after this. Welcome back, people. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. In about an hour's time, we'll talk a little UFC 254 with the bad guy, Chael Sonnen. Khabib taking on Justin Gaethje tomorrow afternoon. It's an afternoon fight day, everybody. We got Pat Riley talking today at 1 o'clock. The Godfather speaks. I'm sure Zazzo and Amber will get you ready for that. And then Hockman and Crowder will have all the reaction to it. See what the Don has to say today as he gets ready for an off season with a lot of things to worry about. A lot of things up in the air. Gotta give Bam his extension. Got Gogi with the free agent, who's a free agent. Jake Crowder's a free agent. I think it seems like Kelly Olynyk's opting in because yesterday after the Heat congratulated him on Twitter, I think Kelly commented like, "I need to get a ring to match her." Wink face emoji. So it seems like Kelly's opting in,
right?
And then you know, I think all the rooks are back now. Do you think Pat Riley has heard the new Jack Harlow jam, Tyler Hero?
You think Pat Riley's heard it?
I'm asking. Now, do you think he's heard it? Yeah.
No.
Really?
No.
Interesting. Robbie, can you get me the new fire single from Jack Harlow? I've never heard of the guy until yesterday. He released a new song, Tyler Hero's, in the music video, appropriately, because the song is named Tyler Hero.
Yeah. My homeboy Tyler, he playing South Beach. He told me this summer he gon' fix my jumper. I told Boy Wonder that we might got a thumper. I been tryna pop, now I'm on like Shumper. Now they on my bumper. Green room chock full of all my comforts. Hotel room like heaven on earth. Got angels in my bed with some all white covers. Ace Pro Nemo, Lucian Kiso, Sloop Clay Tufo. And I got a few more I call my brothers. I got a lot of flows and they all like butter. Ooh.
I think Pat Riley likes that song, man. I think you're crazy. You know, Pat Riley says he cuts a rug. I think you're nuts. I think he's gonna come out. He might be his intro music, quite frankly, for today. Like, could you imagine? Like, can we hear? Can you mix me down, Robbie? A little Pat Riley remix? Can I get like the Jack Harlow piccolo with Pat Riley sayings? Because I feel like if you mix Pat Riley in with the Jack Harlow, then we got something. Like, there's no obstacles. Jack Harlow should do a remix. It should be called Pat Riley, and there's no obstacles. There are tons of them, but there are none.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
That threshold.
My homeboy Tyler, he plays
Tex.
South Beach. He told me this summer he fix my jumper. I told
That's
boy,
fire.
I don't call them whales anymore. I'm after orcas.
Fire.
Killer whales.
That's hilarious.
That's fire.
Whale is gone.
That's fire.
They're not as
fire.
Good anymore. The orca is what I'm after.
Flame emojis. Just flame emojis on it, Leroy.
Yeah.
Yep, you're welcome, Jack. We just got your remix. We could probably get Bad Bunny on it. Maybe we'll get Rick Ross. Yeah, we'll get Rick Ross on there. Although Rick Ross seems busy with Tua. You think Rick Ross is going to drop a Tua? You think he's going to drop a Tua song? I bet you he does.
It'll only be a Tua song. He ain't going to mess with that last name.
Oh, I think you're wrong. I think that they'll mix
it in
with some Tua.
He's going to make it rhyme too.
Yep. I think it's gonna be great. Now, what's a better song? Is the Jack Harlow song? Is that better than Dwayne Wade's rap with Rick Ross?
I mean the white dude. I hate to say it.
Really?
D Wade ain't a rapper.
I felt like D-Wade's... Gogi said that D-Wade has bars.
Don't... Can I just tell you, if I'm an up-and-coming rapper and I got something out there, I got me a track out there, the last person I want saying I got bars is Gogi.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want like Goran Dragic to host like a hip-hop podcast.
Do you?
He calls him Jack Harlow. Hello.
Could you see it? Interviewing Rick Ross.
Oh man, that'd be great. Zoran, play that track. Zoki. What if you had a podcast and it just really mind warps everybody and it was Goran Dragic reviewing hip hop and Jimmy reviewing country?
Well, Jimmy's a country fan.
I know. He loves country. Right. Maybe Goran, well, Goran's a hip hop fan. Didn't you see him doing the chicken dance to the Chicken Head song before the game?
Uncomfortable.
Oh man. So yeah, that's the big thing that's happening with the Heat right now. Big Heat news is happening. Kelly Olynyk got engaged and Tyler Hero has a single. What is the next cliche thing for Tyler Hero to have in his rookie year where he's really famous? Is he going to show up? Gets an arm sleeve. Is he going to do a cameo on anything? Are we going to see him with like Steve O doing some crazy stunt?
Nah, I mean, who's to say he's not in the Tyler song?
He is.
Does this mean Tyler Hero has to get cauliflower ear?
Oh, he's in it?
Tyler Hero's in the music video. He is. No, you see him in the background. He's terribly lip syncing. But it doesn't matter because he's Tyler Hero. No, he's already in there. He's got the red. He's got a red Yankees hat on with the red. He's got the drip. He's got the red glasses. You know, we don't call him Scotty Drippin' for nothing.
You think he get iced up? Get his mouth all.
You think he's getting a grill?
Yeah.
That's the next move.
Yeah.
Well, can Jack Harlow? Can he help out our boy Duncan Robinson and get him a song?
Look. No matter what you do for Duncan, he's still going to be Dunks. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but like now Tyler Hero has a song. You know they're going to play that at all the games this year.
But if Dunks were to do that, it wouldn't fit the same way.
Why not?
That's okay. Sometimes you just got to be you.
A lot of things rhyme with Dunks. Dunks, Dunks. Dunks has the funk.
Stop. Please stop.
Shoots the ball, your league going to get shrunk. Dunks, Dunks.
Look,
gonna slam you in the trunks.
Hey, I'm serious. Sometimes when you try too hard to be something you're not, it comes across the wrong way. So I would basically say that Duncan Robinson, he just have to be him. Like, he can't be Tyler. And that's okay. I mean, look at Steph, look at Draymond Green, and look at Klay. Right? Klay's not a big talker. Klay's not a guy in your face yucking it up.
Yeah, but Klay Thompson, Klay. Like he's a champion. You know, everybody's got the hot girlfriends. Everybody knows that about Klay Thompson. You know, Dunks, I feel like he needs to, you know, people call him Jimmy Neutron, and I feel like the guy needs more respect. Hey, like, the guy should be under a lady pyramid.
Dunks is the kind of guy that end up marrying Miss Universe.
Like Berea?
Huh?
Like Berea?
Yeah. How about that one? Same thing with, what's old boy, the quarterback from San Francisco that played with, that T.O. hated?
Garcia. Yeah.
He married a Miss Somebody.
Dunks, Dunks, gonna make you look like a punk.
Stop, please stop. Please stop. Please stop.
Why not? What? You don't? No good?
No good.
No gonna good. gonna humble you out there like a monk. Oh Dunks.
Oh my god.
You could use that Jack Harlow. Hey, can I get that Jack Harlow beat? Give me that piccolo, Robbie. No? Dunks. Dunks. Gonna slam me in the trunks. Dunks. He's got the funks. Dunks. Munchkin. Munch. Take your lunch. Money. Money in the bank. Shot got that stank. Dunks. Dunks. Are we ready?
Guess not.
I guess not.
Sanchez! Man!
Sanchez! We ready? Hold on, they didn't give me a chance to load up. I guess not. Dunks. Dunks.
Yeah. 1 second. I'm loading up. They didn't give me time to load up.
Back after this.
Meanwhile, that's all over air.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.